Do you remember when we were kids back in the 80s and all those afternoons playing 6,000 different things in the street, Manuel?
Of course, Juan. There didn't used to be any traffic, just us kids running and laughing and doing crazy stuff.
I know. Like the soccer matches we used to do with goals made out of rocks, we always ended up with ripped pants.
Oh, yeah. My mom used to get so angry about that. But I was used to it. She got angry about everything, especially when I spent my allowance on the arcade games at Don Chema's corner store. Do you remember Street Fighter? We used to line up with like 10 50-cent coins in hand waiting for our turn.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. You used to have the high score on it for like a century, until that new girl moved in down the street. She broke your record instantly and you were upset because you weren't used to second place on Street Fighter.
Yeah, that's true. I remember when you went through that phase where you listened to the Thundercats theme song like all the time. We used to think you were so weird.
That was a cool song, though. I still like that song today. Plus, it wasn't me that was walking around all summer singing Tikonasi in un bazaar. Dude, that was just bizarre.
I know, but my sister used to have that cassette player that could record songs on the radio, and she only ever let me record that one song. I wasn't used to the opportunity to listen to a song over and over again, so that's what I did. I became a fan of Flans by accident, and I still love them today.
Remember how we used to find all sorts of cool stuff abandoned on the street? And we found that mattress once and dragged it 3 blocks to our house.
Oh, yeah. We want to try to jump off the roof of your house and land on the mattress. Man, we used to do the dumbest things. How do we survive that?
I don't know, but Timo broke his leg. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember the moment it happened. I almost threw up because I wasn't used to the sight of a leg in that position. I'm glad he recovered, though.
Yeah, well, mostly. He still walks with a cane to this day.